Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. In 1993, I made one of the best decisions of my entire life. I asked Janine to marry me. We were young, didn't really have much of a clue what we were doing, but we wanted to do it together. Just a few months after the wedding, some friends of ours asked if we wanted to house sit for them in Arcata. They had planned a trip to Europe for the summer and needed someone to keep an eye on their house. They would even pay us. What a deal! Move from our tiny garage apartment into a huge three-bedroom house for a month or two and get paid to do it. Sure, why not? The hitch was that the house came with a few teenagers in it. We were supposed to keep an eye on the house and also keep an eye on the kids while Mom and Dad were gallivanting around Europe. What were they thinking? We were barely in our 20s, and like I said, we didn't have a clue. We had a blast that summer with the teens, and overall, we didn't have any major issues. One family rule they had was that each person in the family had a night that they were supposed to do the dishes. One morning I got up for work, and whoever was supposed to do the dishes hadn't done them. When I got home from work, I warned that if it ever happened again, I'd wake them up when I got up for work, and they'd have to do the dishes. They were never left overnight again. I remember one evening, they had a few friends over, and they were playing a game of tag or something, running all over the house. And when I say they were running all over the house, I mean all over the house. And then I hear my new bride yell, "Hey, please don't run around on the roof." Oh, the crazy things that you say when there are teenagers around. One of the teens that we had the honor of spending that summer with was Peter Schmidt. We knew each other before the house sitting gig, as we were both part of the Arcata First Baptist Youth Group. He was adventuresome, smart, funny. He ended up graduating from Arcata High and spent a few years working before joining the U.S. Army. He enlisted in 2005, knowing that he had a good chance of ending up in Iraq, but enlisted with the hope of making a difference. In 2007, he was serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom and was killed in action November 13th. It is for men like Peter Schmidt that we have Memorial Day. We remember you, Peter, and for Peter's family, we grieve with you. Memorial Day is a day set aside to honor our fallen heroes. I admit many times I get distracted by all the other things going on that weekend, like barbecues and the kinetic sculpture race. This year I was in Grants Pass for Memorial Day to visit with family and see the jet boat races on the Rogue River. It was a great time, but I will never forget Peter and the other men and women who have given their ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Have a great weekend, everybody, and never forget.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.